Good evening, FCBers. Good evening, FCBers.
Jim, where do you want Jeff to sit?
Jeff sits next to Pat and me.
Okay.
Hello? You want me to scream into the mic? You don't like that. Hello? Hello? All right, you can all raise your glasses to the... No, just kidding. It's wonderful being here tonight. It's wonderful seeing so many people here. I hope it's a great banquet. I know it will be. We're going to start out by having William Benjamin say the blessing. William?
Good evening. Oh, great and gracious and awesome God, we thank you for watching over us, bringing each one of us to this festivity. We know that it's a burden for some to come. The path is long, but we come together and we try to do God's works. We try to lift up those who need lifting up and comforting those that need comforting. We pray for the wars that happen and the mountains that tumble down. We pray you watch over our studies, that we learn and carry that learning into the world, because you know that each one of us is a representative. Thank you again. We love you, precious God. And all God's children said,
all right. I hope everyone enjoys their meal. We're going to auction 3 items, live auction later tonight. And don't forget the auction items that are outside. Get your silent auction bids in.
Jim?
Yes?
I have
you want to do one now? Let's do one now. Would you guys like to do a door prize right now? I brought my tickets tonight. Right here. Right here.
I don't have my dog with me.
Okay. Microphone's on the right, left side of the podium.
Thank you, darling. All right, put those forks down for a minute and get those tickets out. And as Mary Chapin Carpenter says, do you feel lucky? Okay. We're going to give away another Tallahassee $25 cash prize. All right. The first number we're drawing is 116. 116 going once, twice, gone. 158. 158, anybody going once, going twice, gone. Okay, how about 171? Where is everybody? 171, going once, going twice, gone. All right, how about 119? Oh, sorry. All right. How about 086? All right. 086, a winner. Who do we have? Do we have somebody to run this up there to them?
Okay,
that's, is that it for now?
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
Here's the $25. There you go. And that's it. Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Where are you, Will?
Thank you very much. Let's enjoy your meal. We have a wonderful program planned for tonight. Thank you. Does everybody get enough to eat? Some of you are still eating, but we want to have time for karaoke. I know what'll do it. Anybody want to have a door prize? Marianne? Are you up for it? We're coming. 1 second. We're going to do a door prize. Then I'm going to introduce the head table. Right here. Right here. Now, come, give me your hand. There you go.
Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, we have a 25, I know this is hard for people to think with the good food going around, but we have another $25 gift card to Outback from Clay, donated by Clay. They do like to eat. All right, here we go. 103. 103, going once, going twice, it's gone.
I have 105, does that count?
No. How about 029? Jim's age, 029. Going once?
I love this lady.
Going twice? Gone. 091. 091. Going once? Going twice? Gone. All right. How about 129? 129, anybody? No. Good try. How about 159? 159. All right. Got a winner. Any more? Any more, Jim? Let me see. 129, all right, now.
You got two door prizes? Can you give them both?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give them both.
We'll give them both. All right, so here's the 129.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And 159. Who has 159? We have a 25. We have
over
a
to the right.
$25 cash prize for 159.
Right here.
Should I give any more away? Okay. All right, thanks. We'll do some more later.
Right here, 159, right here. There you go. Buy me a drink. I got to buy you a drink. All right.
Let me introduce the head table, please. If I might, I know the camaraderie is wonderful. This is our 62nd annual convention, I believe. We are old, but I'm only 29. You heard it here. I really am so grateful to hear and see all these lovely faces, and I hope everybody's having a great time. The head table is five people to the left of the podium. I had the first seat. Our illustrious speaker, Jeff Tom, had the second seat next to my wife, the awesome first lady of FCB. If I'm not here tomorrow, it's because I'm dead. I told her I wouldn't do that. But she is pretty awesome. To her left is William and Sally, and then William Benjamin. On the table to our right is the first vice president, Dan Spoon. Get your money ready. This man is always looking for it. to his right is Eric Jacobson and his lovely bride, Linda. And then we have Debbie Dryley and her wonderful mate, Michael. Sheila, would you like to come up? Let me do one other thing first and introduce the scholarship winners. Would you come up and introduce the scholarship recipients that are here? Could you do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything you ask of me, except next October.
I can't hear you.
Yes, you can hear.
I cannot hear you.
You can hear me.
I want to take a minute to recognize the scholarship winners that are here tonight. We're very pleased that they were able to join us. And Sheila Young is going to introduce.
Tell me you're deaf. You are not deaf, Mr. Crott. I am delighted that two of our three recipients were able to be with us all weekend. And I would like to just say we are so delighted that they've been able to join us, to be part of our weekend, to meet everybody. I hope everybody has had an opportunity to meet them. Our Gail M. Krause Edwards Scholarship recipient is Inshara Sughair from Jacksonville. And our high school graduate, who I don't know her graduation date, I didn't ask, I'm sorry, but her birthday is today, is Yesenia Hernandez from Miami. So we are so honored that they're able to be here all weekend. And please, if you have not met them, take an opportunity and meet them and welcome them. I think they're getting a lot out of the weekend, and that's what it's all about. So thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. We have some other special guests in the room. I'd like our immediate past presidents that are with us tonight, Paul Edwards, Debbie Grubb, Carl McCoy, to stand up and be recognized. They were awesome leaders of this organization, and they're still awesome members, and they give so much of themselves. We're blessed to have them in our folds. Our guest speaker is somebody that I've known longer than I care to admit, but probably since 1980 or 81. He's a graduate of Stanford Law School, and Jeff is an advocate. He serves as chair of ACB's advocacy committee. He's first vice president of ACB. He's president of CCB, California Council of the Blind. He's given of his life in service so much. He was an attorney for the state of California. He retired earlier than I did, so he must have done very well. Tonight, as the father of three plus two foster children, he's going to talk to us a little bit about his personal life. And I am eager to hear his remarks, and I'm pleased to welcome him and thank him for coming to FCB as my friend and as a truly gracious, wonderful individual. Jeff Tom.
Oh, okay. Boy, that kind of introduction, I'd just rather sit down and bask in the glow. Yeah, no, we have known each other a long time, and you're lucky to have Jim as your president and Pat as well, because they are special people, very special people. I'm not going to talk about my personal life, though, because, well, there's a lot of things I don't want going out over ACB radio. Although one thing I do want to go, and one reason I'm happy to give this speech is hopefully there's somebody listening to this in California, because I think people in California, in the California Council of Blind, think all I ever do is work for them. Well, I do have my own private life, as you'll find out. And I'm eager to talk to you tonight about foreign exchange students, and I have to say that I hope it inspires somebody out here, rather than just a little banquet speech, that it inspires somebody out here to think about it. So first, what am I talking about when I discuss foreign exchange students? Because it can mean different things, but for this discussion and for what I've been doing, it means high school students. They can be here for the summer, they can be here for a semester, they can be here for an entire academic year, but that's the type of program that I'm talking about. But it can be college students. There are college student programs as well. The students come through nonprofit entities that run the program, such as the best known is American Field Service. They've been around forever and ever. And I'll tell you about my entity a little bit later. And they have to abide by rules laid down by the State Department. Not the State Department in Florida, but the United States State Department. Such things as the students, when they're over here, cannot work. They're not supposed to drive. They have to have a certain number of student and family orientation meetings, things like that. A few entities run the programs, and a couple of them, I think, still pay a stipend, but most do not pay a stipend to the families. We've never had a stipend or anything like that, but I guess it is a possibility. And I know it's getting tougher for them to maintain staff to run their programs, so they're getting leaner, I think, in some cases. Some students come over based on competitive scholarship testing, and many of these are from third world countries and have somewhat low incomes. And others don't come over in such a competitive procedure. They can come from Europe and other places. The ones that do come over under the scholarship programs often get stipends, not for you, the family, but for them. So let's now talk a little bit about how I got started into this, my family and I. And by my family, I mean my wife, Leslie, and my youngest child, Andy, who is now 21. So it started with a cold call from American Field Service about, 15 years ago. And we had a student, I can't even pronounce her name, we never could, from Thailand, but she went by Nut. And she was a great young girl, but it didn't go very well. It was sort of a last-minute placement. She was fine, but there were two problems, mainly with her father, who was a Sony executive who lived in Bangkok. And he had two issues. Number one, he wasn't thrilled that we were blind. But he couldn't do anything about that right away. But the biggest issue, actually, was he wanted me to do her homework for her. And I wanted to help her with her homework because I wanted her to learn something. But his view was, he had a different cultural view, he wanted her to get straight A's, and the way to do that was for me to do the homework if she had any issues. And it was just a cultural difference. It was an honest, feeling that he had, that he wanted me to do. And my view was, more Western, and I wanted her to learn something. So that lasted a semester, and she went on to a different placement. And so it was kind of, I wouldn't say dissatisfying, but it was a little bit sad. But anyway, so fast forward about 7 years later, and we get a cold call from Youth for Understanding. And it turned out, although we didn't know it, but a friend of ours, who was also a teacher of the visually impaired that my wife worked with on the California Transcribers of the California Transcribers and Educators of the Blind and Visually Impaired, they worked together on that board, and they were friends. But she was also with Youth for Understanding and had kids for a long time coming over. But anyway, so we got a call, and they said, you know, would you take someone? And my wife, who is, you know, I try to save things for causes. My wife tries to save people. And so she said, oh, we got to do this. And I said, well, okay. So we got, it was like beginner's luck, I guess, because our first student, for all practical purposes, has been our best. Ina was, and I hate to use this terminology because it sounds kind of sexist, but she really was a little doll. She was like this 5 foot, you know, very, very slender, doll-like 17-year-old who was incredibly wonderful. She was from Dresden. She made so many friends. She threw, at the end of the year, her friends didn't throw a party for her. She threw a party for them, to which we were actually invited as well. But here's even a more amazing thing. None of my kids know Braille. Now, my youngest, if she concludes her education the way she says she will and gets a VI credential, she's going to have to learn it at some point. But none of my kids know Braille. Ina learned Braille, learned how to write it with a slate and stylus, and still today, and this is like, 8, 9 years later, she will still occasionally, although usually our correspondence is by email, but she will occasionally still write us a note in Braille on a slate and stylus in English. And that's amazing. And I always criticize my own children, but they don't care. So I'm just going to tell you about a few of the kids we've had. Some of the experiences have been great. Others have been a little trying. And some have just showed, well, I'll tell you, one of our children, he had some maturity issues. Lucas was from West Germany. And Lucas came over about a year younger than the average child that we have. And Lucas, I'd say we had like three issues with him. First, he played video games all the time. But when he came over a year later to visit us for a few weeks, he had basically dropped the video game habit because he'd matured a little bit. He still played them, but I mean, he wasn't on it like 4 hours a day or 8 hours a day, whatever. Second, he was a little bit stupid. Not that he didn't get great grades, because most of the European kids get wonderful grades. He actually took a friend, or maybe a friend took him, out in our patio and smoked marijuana, as if we weren't going to find that out. In our patio. And the third thing he did was not funny. And it almost sent my wife into, she just about killed him. But it shows what immaturity can do. He had an English teacher who was, who really thought he was wonderful. And she was Jewish. And this is the interesting part. I've talked to him a lot of the time. And like many Germans, they're very, very aware and have a lot of feelings of guilt about what happened during World War II. But he was also 15 years old. And he told some kind of a World War II-related anti-Semitic remark that she heard. And boy, she called my wife, and my wife just about flipped. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get. He was a nice kid, but he was 15. And those are some of the things you face. Most of our students have been good. A couple, not him. He was good, too. He wasn't really a problem, although I've talked about his problems, but he was really good. But I had one who I probably should have sent home at the semester. He didn't respect authority at all. He was pretty rich, and he didn't care about us and didn't care about my daughter and didn't care what I told him. And he flunked English, which, for a German student to do is almost impossible because they know English better than we do. So you have to really try to do it. And then he had the gall to say that, well, it's really your fault I flunk English. So, you know, sometimes you get tough ones. But we also had a guy from Denmark. And it's so funny, nobody believed us when we told him we were from Denmark because Alec was from Vietnamese immigrants. And so when we would say, this is Alec from Denmark, they'd look and say, you're kidding. And he knew Danish and Vietnamese equally well. And Alec was just a joy to be around, as have most of the students that we have had. Alec was a crack-up and just really made our lives better. This year, before I go into some of the drawbacks and benefits and all that, I'll tell you about our student from this year, Saverio. Saverio is from Sicily. Now, my mother-in-law, who is from northern Italy, says that Sicily is not really part of Italy. But Saverio Barbagallo, he says differently, and he likes his Sicilian nationality. He's a wonderfully shy kid, and his mother called us on the phone before he came over, and she said, I can't imitate her accent, so I won't try. You've got to get him out of this shyness. He's got to break out, you know. And it was very, very funny. And now he gives just as much as he gets. He is so mean to me. Whenever, how mean is he? Oh gosh, I can't even describe it. All I have to do is say something not nice to him, and he comes back twice as meanly. It's wonderful. We never have a problem. He is the type of kid that just enjoys doing things even more with his family than he does with other students, which I find a little strange, actually. But it's very enjoyable to have a kid like that. Next year, we may have, we don't know yet, because don't have the final word yet, someone from the Ukraine, which will be a little interesting, because we've never had an Eastern European girl, in this case, before. And so we're really looking forward to that. We almost had, well, I'll save that. I'll tell you the story in a little bit. First, let's discuss some of what you need and don't need to meet in terms of programmatic requirements or practical necessities. First thing that you got to do, sorry, Paul Edwards, you wouldn't be able to qualify because you do have to pass a criminal background check. Even though it is a simple check, you have to treat these people like members of the family. And that means that, you know, food, lodging, they can share a bedroom. We've never had one share a bedroom. Well, we did one, two, we had two guys at one time for a semester. One was the guy that didn't respect our authority, and the other was a perfectly wonderful guy from Finland. And so they shared because they needed an emergency placement for a semester. In fact, the guy from Finland has come back to visit us since then, as have, you know, three or four of them have come back to see us. So food, lodging, you have to be willing to take them on trips that you go on. Now, that has, you know, some limitations. For example, we decided we went, life was tough in our family. We went on a cruise to Hawaii a couple months ago, and for which we had, you know, we'd had to cancel a couple years ago going on a cruise, so we finally got to do it. And we decided that in this particular case, you know, we weren't going to be able to afford his, you know, cruise tickets and all that. So we asked his family, could you do this? And they agreed that they would, you know, he had his his father and his mother no longer live together, but they both kicked in, I guess. And so they agreed that he would they gave him the money to pay for his cruise, because that was a little more than we were willing to fork over. But if you take, like, for example, whenever I have a state convention to go to, we always take our student with us, not just because we like to immerse him in our culture a little bit, but also because I think it's important that you do this. In fact, you can't leave them alone unless you have somebody 25 years and over with them. That's one of the rules. You have to treat them like your own child. That's important, whatever rules you have. You don't have to have any children at home. You don't ever have had any children at all. Although you do need to be prepared to be a parent, and all that implies. So if parenting is something that, you know, frightens you a little bit, then it's not good for you. You don't need to have a car, obviously, since my wife is also blind, we don't have one. But you do need to deal with transportation issues. How is he or she getting to school? What about extracurricular activities if they want to go out to, sports or clubs or whatever? But these are the same issues that we deal with our own children. So it's not, something that we haven't had to deal with before. You don't need to cover, if they want to go out on a date, for example. Well, they're going to pay that. Well, they want to go to the prom or something. That's their own, thing. They can do that themselves. If they want extra things that you don't normally pay for your own children, well, they need to pay for that as well. But then again, the lines blur, because if you have a low-income student and you know they don't have much money, you're probably going to, think twice about saying, look, you're going to need to pay for X, Y, or Z, whereas if you know they have a bank account and some money in it and they can pay for those extra things, then they should. And that's not to say, when you go out to dinner as a family, you don't say, okay, you pay. That's a family thing, and so that's what you do. What are some of the benefits? Well, there is a monetary benefit, a whopping $50 a month if you itemize your taxes. Yeah, that doesn't cut it. You learn about other cultures. That's just incredible. I can't say that enough. I learned how much Braille they use in Europe on all the, medications and other types of packagings. I learned that there's a lot of resentment still between East Germans and West Germans over a lot of things that have happened since, the country united. I learned what a beautiful city Dresden was, both before it was, bombed to smithereens just about, and after it was rebuilt. I've just learned so many things. Made friends that will last. Like I said, at least three of the kids we've had have come and seen us since they left. Ina, our first one, she actually, when she went home, offered to take my daughter, who is only 14 at the time, with her. And her family hosted her for 3 weeks, and they went to Czechoslovakia and around East Germany. And so my daughter got to see a little bit of Europe. And all we had to pay for was her airline ticket. So, would that have ever happened? No. Another big thing is that I don't want to go on too much longer. 10 minutes do I have? Five. Okay, I'll go five. Another thing is we're ambassadors for blind people. And I don't think that can be discounted, both to the students that we serve, their parents, so, ambassadors to other countries, and to the people we work with in the programs. These people that are also, hosting people, they meet you and they see you and they say, wow, these blind people are doing some awesome things. And I think that's important that we show the sighted world what we can do. The downsides, well, there's monetary costs. There's, family stress. I've already told you about some of the stressful situations that can come. I'm going to tell you a little bit about, in the last couple minutes, selecting students. There's a lot of variables that you have to look at. What sex would you prefer, or if you do have a preference? What culture are you comfortable with? If the child smokes, does that bother you? If they're non-religious and you want them to be religious, is that a concern of yours? There is an issue for guide dog users with Muslim students, or there can be one, because with many Muslims, their room should be their personal space, and they don't necessarily want dogs going into the room. Now, that doesn't have to be an issue as long as you know it and handle it. And it quite frequently happens that by the time they leave, the dog just goes in there anyway, and they don't even care anymore. But those can be issues. I wanted to end on one other item, and that is the possibility of hosting a blind student. Before I get to that, and one other thing that's important. We were considering strongly having a female from Senegal, and there's a lot of cultural differences between those of us who live here and those of us in Senegal. But we didn't do it, not because of the culture, but because her English score was low. And we knew that as a blind couple, if we were going to bridge those cultural gaps, we needed to be able to communicate well with her right from the get-go. And so although we strongly wanted to do it, we felt it would be best for her and for us that we not. I want to just end on having a blind student. We've considered it, but if you're going to do that, we haven't had one, but if you're going to do that, you have to consider a couple things. Number one, are you prepared to deal with, you know, having another blind person in your family? And number two, you have to make sure that whatever school system they're in is going to give them the services they're going to need. You're going to get a profile that's going to tell you, you know, do they have technology? Do they use a computer? Are they, you know, readers of Braille, large print, whatever? So you're going to find out about them. But if the school doesn't give them the services they need, that year is going to be a nightmare for them. So, you know, I think I've run out of time. So let me just finish by thanking all of you for having me. It's been awesome to be here for my second FCB convention. This is a great, great affiliate. I hardly need to tell you that. I want to, again, thank you for making this so memorable for me, for allowing me to get together with old friends and meet so many new ones. So, again, if this idea of a foreign exchange student interests you, please get a hold of me. Jim and many others have my contact information, and I'd be happy to give you an idea as to how you can connect with Youth for Understanding or other programs. So thank you very much.
You know, I don't even know if my wife knows this story, but I got very involved with AFS when I was a junior in high school. I wanted to be a foreign exchange student in the worst way, and because of my blindness, they really wouldn't even talk to me at that point in time. So it's interesting to hear Jeff and his wife have been so successful at it. It's wonderful. I was glad to hear him talk about his daughter, Andy. I'm working on a project that involves a summer camp that his daughter practically runs. She's just up and down the hills and all about. I was out there last summer and I got to know her, and she's going to be a real incredible individual as an adult. She's wonderful as a young person. She's very giving and caring, and you can tell from all the things she said and did that she's had an incredibly good upbringing. So congratulations, Jeff. Yes. Okay. Do we want to do a door prize?
Can I make one announcement? While they're doing the door prize?
All right. Real quick, before Mary Ann starts with the door prize, we've got two wonderful hosts, Eric Jacobson and Mike Dryley, and they are going to walk around. Two of the three live auction items we're going to have, one is a string of Honora pearls. Not easy for me to say. Thank you. Honora pearls donated by the Manatee chapter. And we wanted, if anybody wants to see those, Mike Dryley's going to walk those around. And then one of the second item that we have is a Dale Earnhardt Sr. number 3 NASCAR replica car with it's a unique set. It contains 4 shot glasses that you can put in the car, and then it also opens up and it comes with also a bottle of Jack Daniels. Okay, so look at those two items. We'll pass them around while Marianne's doing the silent auction. I mean, the silent auction, doing the door prize.
You sure knew how to say Dale Earnhardt, though.
Yeah, I know how to say Dale Earnhardt.
And I don't want you to forget the silent auction is going on outside. So please make your bids. I think Dan's going to buy those pearls for his wife so he can learn how to say
Honora.
All right, go ahead, Marianne.
All right, we're going to give away a $20 cash prize from SWFCB. All right, let's start with 040 going once, 040 going twice, 040 gone. 010, 010. Do we have a winner? All right. Who do we have?
Rick.
All right, Rick. More?
One more.
Okay. We're going to do one more, says the boss. We are going to do a $25 cash prize from Miami Metro. I'm going to throw that away from me. It's the one we can't use again. All right. How about, we'll try again, 121. 121 going once. Going twice, it's gone. How about 097? All right.
All right, we got a winner.
Here, you can take that one, too. All right, we have the $25, $20 from SWFCB for 10, 010.
That's mine.
There you go. Right, where's your hand?
Oops, okay.
There you go, sir. Yep. I'll take that. And we have the winner. Who's got the $25 from Clay? Can we get somebody to walk that up? Okay, we have a runner. Here you go. Thank you.
I want to thank our host chapter again, the Greater Orlando. They have just been awesome.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you enough.
The check's in the mail.
That's the other $500 you're going to send FCB? Oh, I tried.
Your check to us.
Don't hold your breath. I just put a new roof on my house. In any event, we're going to now. Has everybody had a chance to look at the race car and the pearls?
We've got one more item. We can start with that one.
Okay, we're gonna auction three items off. We're gonna let our Californian, Florida wannabe, show us how you auction things off. I've heard him do it at the ACB auction. He does pretty well.
Okay, so we've got, and this is a wonderful donation from the good folks at Freedom Scientific, some magic software and a keyboard to go with it. And this has a value of $1 million. So, we're almost. So, let's start at 100 and 50, 150. Do we have 150? Do we have 150? Do we have 125? Do we have 125? What did I hear? I heard something lower than that. Let's hear it, something higher than that.
It's for FCD. I'll start with
150. Okay. We heard, I got 100. Let's go for 125. 100, let's go for 125. 150, let's go for 175. 150, let's go for 175. 150, let's go. This is magic, boys and girls. Magic. 150, 175. Let's go for 175. 150. Boy, somebody is going to get a super good deal. 150, going once. 175. We hear 175. Let's hear 102. Let's hear 200. 175, let's hear 2. 175, let's hear 200. 175, going once. 175 going twice. Boy, what a deal someone's getting. And sold for $175. Thank you very much.
All right. Then we have the pearls.
Oh, you know, everyone in this audience should bet on these beautiful white pearls because you're either a woman who wants a set or a man who wants to buy her that set. So there's none of you that should keep your hands down and your voices not speaking on these pearls. Let's start with a bid of $100. Do I hear 100? I heard 100. Do I hear 150? 100, do I hear 150? 100, do I hear 150? 150, do I hear 175? 150, do I hear 175? For these beautiful, don't let him get it. Come on, you can get it. 150, do I hear 175? Okay, don't let, she's going to get it unless you bid 200. 175, let's hear 200. 175, let's hear 2. 2, do I hear 2 and a quarter? 2, do I hear 2 and a quarter? 2, do I hear 2 and a quarter? Come on, ladies, don't let that guy get that thing. Those pearls? Oh, I see. 2, do I hear 2 and a quarter? 2, do I hear 2 and a quarter? 200 going once? 200 going twice, the gentleman down there. And sold for $200. Thank you very much.
Who bought them for 200? Will did.
Huh? Will.
Will, okay. Thank you, Will.
What a good guy.
He's a newlywed.
That's right. Okay. You know, so I'm a Yankee, so you got to forgive me for that. But I'm thinking that no self-respecting Southerner would not bid on Jack Daniels and NASCAR. You know, Dale Earnhardt is like, you know, the heart of Dixie, right? God, yes, God. So let's start at $100. We got $100. There you go. I knew she'd come through. Do I hear 100 and a quarter? 100, do I hear 100 and a quarter? 100, do I hear 100 and a quarter?
125.
125, do I hear 100 and a half? One, did I hear 150 down there? No, I didn't. 125, do I hear 100 and a half? 125, do I hear 100 and a half? Got those nice shot glasses and that car that goes 225 miles an hour and and the Jack Daniels that somebody will drink. 125, do I hear 100 and a half? 125 going once? 100 and a half, he's the man. 100 and a half, do I hear 175? 100 and a half, do I hear 175? 100 and a half, do I hear 175? Ladies, don't you want to get this priceless object for your husband? This is every man's dream, Dale Earnhardt Sr. 100 and a half, do I hear 175? 100 and a half, do I hear 175? 150, going once? 150, going twice? No man's dream, but the gentleman who got it for $150. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you so much, and just to let everybody know, the silent auction will be opening as soon as we end, so please, we'll have, if anyone is a sighted volunteer that would like to help describe, it would be wonderful. We've got 95 items out there, jewelry, Afghans, gift sets, technology. Please come and bid, and support FCB. Thanks so much.
It's right outside.
Right outside the door.
All right, we've got the raffle coming up in a little while. We've got karaoke coming up. I'm blushing.
Who bought the NASCAR?
William. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to break for about 15 minutes. What time is it? What? Okay, we'll start back up at 9 o'clock with karaoke. Right. Okay, ladies, gentlemen, have you had a good time?
Yeah.
What do you say? Did the GLCB do an awesome job of getting
yeah.
it?
Yeah!
Justin, you did a great job, even if you thank God you didn't have my songs. I know nobody wants to do the raffle. All right? I'm going to turn the mic over to our awesome raffler, Mr. Mike Ulrich.
Where's that at? Right over here. Got it. Yeah, I'm a raffler from way back. All right. Hang on. I got it. We couldn't get it working.
It is working.
Oh, all right. Let's try it again. Hang on. Bear with us. Can you hear me now? Yes, you can. All right. This one's louder. All right, so I'm a raffler from way back, and I'm really looking forward to getting this thing done and over with. We've got... Yes, ma'am. No, I'm going to hold that information so I can get up there first. But if you didn't hear that, the hospitality room will be open immediately following the conclusion of tonight's drawing. All right, so we're going to get this thing started here. FYI, we had a total only of about a little over 9,000 tickets entered in this year's drawing. That's nice, but guys, you're going to have to work better than that on selling it because you've got to try and bust even on this thing, all right? But without further ado, I am going to stir these things up five times, and we are going to start from the top down. So this first prize is for the big banana, $1,000. Madam, will you hold the microphone? And this year I got gloves because I ain't chewing my hands up. Paper does bite. Because I like to mix it.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Lucky winner. Hey, I bet it's mine. Who's the winner?
Paul Coleman.
Paul Coleman, are you there? Wow. Nice job. Alright, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nothing. We're going to, Linda Johnson will be mailing you guys a check to this address.
Hey!
I'm
going
to be calling you to confirm your address.
Okay? You mean that?
I mean that.
Okay,
yes.
Now.
We got a date on the phone. You see the last one? Hold this. Hold this ticket. Got it? Let's go. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there's nothing in it. All right, just give me that ticket. Okay, now, just hold that like that so we know which one to go.
All right, we're going to the next one now.
Does anybody want us to draw anymore or just quit? Money's always good.
I tell you, if Miami Metro hits them all four, I think we need to be upset.
Well, we'll find out if too many Miami ones appear.
We're going to do them five times now. Here's
one, two, three, four, five.
It is right here. And the winner is...
Ruth Rosenwald.
From where?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
Does anybody know anybody named Ruth that was here today? Ruth.
How do you spell the last name?
R-O-S-O-W.
Oh, okay. All right, Halifax got pulled out a winner. Nice. Okay, let's put that one in the next slot.
Just hold that for me.
Hold what, the mic?
No.
Oh, the ticket?
You're taking the ticket away that I want to put in.
Oh, okay. That's in the second slot, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay, next up, $400. That was five. Five went to Halifax. Somebody in Halifax.
Somebody
in
Halifax?
Yeah. Okay, let me put on my stylish brown jersey gloves here. Oh, I dropped one.
She talked bad, and it'll let it rip you anyway. One, two, three, four,
right here.
Oh, I don't know if we want this person to win.
Who is it?
My goodness. I don't know. Sheila Young.
Oh, a child! Sheila, I'll accept my appreciation gift later on. All right. Wow. Man, this is odd, man. Two winners here at the same time.
Don't turn these. I'm not putting them inside together, okay?
What's that?
I'll put all the things in there.
Okay, I will. All right, we're ready for the next one?
Ready to see if you won the next prize?
All right, next prize.
Believe me, you'll be enjoying spending $300, almost as much as $1,000, because you didn't do anything for it.
All right, here we go. Here's number
one, two, three, four, five.
Here we go. Make sure it's one.
Cliff and Tina Fry.
All right.
All right. Where are they from?
Lakeland, Florida.
Pardon?
Lakeland.
What is it?
I just need to put the card
okay.
Where it
is. After we get to the $100 prize, we have a $50 prize, a $25, and another $25. And they're donated by chapters, and the names escape me, but I will get to that shortly. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. How much is this? $200.
One, two, three, four, five. Only one. Did I give me? That's two. That's none. Does anybody like hummingbirds? Like Doug and Nancy Hall?
Oh, hey, Doug and Nancy Hall. $200. All right. Wow. I'll tell you what, can I pick some winners or what? I just got to work on making sure Mike Ulrich gets one. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, now this is for the $100. $100.
One, two, three, four, five. That was, now we're down to one. I think it's Lanier Leaks in Largo, Florida.
Say it again. Spell it.
M-I-L-E-S. Is it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Miles, you got a last name or is that a first name?
That's a first name. Last name.
All right, what's the first name?
L-Y-A. Lied. L-Y-N-A-E.
Lene. Lene Miles, is that it?
Yep.
Lene Miles in Largo?
Yes.
Largo, Florida. All right, all right. Okay, now. All right, who is this $50 from when you get that done? Okay, who is $50 from Booth? Canella?
I doesn't have it in.
Flip it over.
How about, do you read Braille?
I do not.
Well, could you tell me what that said?
I thought it was in print. So.
No, it's in Braille. It looks like Braille, isn't it?
Raffle prize, GOCB,
$50, right? $50, right?
Yep,
$50. All right, here. Here, let me have the mic.
Okay, this next prize is $50 from donated by the outstanding in their field and just all around great chapter and good people, GOCB. Let's give them a hand.
Five.
Almost got away. There we go. Survey says.
12 Mile Lock, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Say it again.
True. Well, I wish people would write English.
It's a photo finish.
Mile Lock is the last name. Millock.
Spell it.
M-I-E-L-O-C-K.
Milwaukee?
Mylock.
All right. Okay. Well,
St. Petersburg. No one's here?
On ACB Radio. I'll be calling you. Okay, next up we've got... Here, let me have this mic, if you would.
Mike.
All right. And Marianne, could you read me this? I think it's 25 from... Oh, where is it? Here you go. 25? Walmart? Oh, okay. From Pinellas. I think
it's
25. All right. Next up, we've got a $25 Visa card donated by another great chapter, the Pinellas chapter. Let's give a big hand for Pinellas, all right? Thanks, guys. There, hold that.
You don't want your hand all cut up again. Not very many people ask me to look around for their hand. I don't know. He wants me to find his hand for him. He keeps saying his hand. I keep saying I'm not. No. And I don't see your glove either.
You're
going
to hurt me a lot more than it hurts you. I must have.
No.
One.
Two. Three. Four. Five. And there's... It's from Pinellas County, Rona Harris Wilson.
Dorna Harris, what is it? Dorna
Harris Wilson, yeah.
Dorna Harris Wilson.
From Pinto.
Okay, let's see. This one goes with this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this. Oh, it's a steel thing.
this one, I don't know. We got one more $25 one to go. Okay, we got the last one here. Can you hold this?
Yes, sir.
All right. Last one, $25.
Oh, it says it on it. Did you cut your fingers?
My nails are shattering.
We never had anyone win from here.
Who is it?
Robert Miller of Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess you all know him.
Hey, Robert, you hear that? Good job, Robert. Take it away. Give Jim the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to get to bed so you can get up tomorrow morning bright and early. But first, stop by the hospitality suite. They're up there, ready, willing, and able. Drink your hearts out, and thank you very much for a wonderful banquet. Hope you had a good time.